John, do you think I might have my clothes?
He picked up the bell-bottom trousers, the blouse, the zippy cami knicks.
Open,
he ordered, kicking the door.
No, I won't.
The voice was frightened and defiant.
Well, how do you expect me to give them to you?
Push them through the ventilator over the door.
He did what she suggested and returned to his uneasy pacing of the room.
Impudent strumpet, the devil luxury with his fat rump and potato finger.
John!
He would not answer.
Fat rump and potato finger?
John!
What is it?
He asked, gruffly.
I wonder if you'd mind giving me my Malthusian belt.
Lenina sat listening to the footsteps in the other room, wondering, as she listened, how long he was likely to go tramping up and down like that, whether she would have to wait until he left the flat, or if it would be safe, after allowing his madness a reasonable time to subside, to open the bathroom door and make a dash for it. She was interrupted in the midst of these uneasy speculations by the sound of the telephone bell ringing in the other room. Abruptly, the tramping ceased. She heard the voice of the savage parleying with silence.
Hello? Yes. If I do not usurp myself, I am. Yes, didn't you hear me say so? Mr. Savage speaking. What? Who's ill? Of course it interests me. But is it serious? Is she really bad? I'll go at once. Not in her rooms anymore. Where has she been taken? Oh, my God. What's the address? 3 Park Lane. Is that it? 3. Thanks.
Lenina heard the click of the replaced receiver. Then, hurrying steps, a door slammed. There was silence. Was he really gone? With an infinity of precautions, she opened the door 1/4 inch, peeped through the crack, was encouraged by the view of emptiness, opened a little further, and put her whole head out. Finally, tiptoed into the room, stood for a few seconds with strongly beating heart, listening, then darted to the front door, opened, slipped through, slammed, ran. It was not till she was in the lift and actually dropping down the well that she began to feel herself secure.